Now to another threat to the lives of Australians, their weight. Research from the Heart Foundation has found that almost 60% of Australians are not doing enough physical activity and far too many are obese. The Foundation is calling for a national strategy to address obesity, and the Australian Medical Association says life expectancy will go backwards unless more is done to tackle the problem. Lucy Martin has our report.
The Maranoa region in southwest Queensland, including the town of Roma, is known for its emerging coal seam gas industry and agriculture. Now it also has the unenviable title of being the fattest place in Australia. New statistics from the Heart Foundation show just over 44% of the region's 13,000 residents are considered obese. Mary Barry is the Heart Foundation's CEO.
Well, it's absolutely alarming in terms of their health and their own well-being, and in terms of the risks they're placing themselves at for diseases such as heart disease, and that includes heart attacks, it can be diabetes, and also certain types of cancer and stroke.
The Heart Foundation has released a list of Australia's worst performing areas when it comes to obesity and physical activity. 31 of them are in regional Australia, including Shepparton in Victoria, Western Australia's Wheatbelt, and the Illawarra in New South Wales. Nationally, one third of Australian adults are obese. Mary Barry again.
The recommended amount of physical activity for adults is 30 minutes a day, and the recommendation for children under 15 is 60 minutes a day. And what we're finding is that over 50% of adults are not meeting that, and 8 out of 10 children are not meeting that guideline. So we're very concerned that we're not using our bodies in the way they were meant to be used. We seem to have created sedentary lifestyles, which means we drive to work or we get a lift to work, we sit all day, we get a lift home, we sit in front of the TV or our computers or our mobile screens, and we're just not getting out, getting the activity we need and the activity we used to get.
The Heart Foundation has developed a national plan designed to encourage Australians to move more. Ms. Barry is calling on the federal government to adopt something similar and fund a national rollout.
So when you have a bit of an action plan that's funded, then people can look at the action plan and pick up things that might suit them. Like we say, getting some stand-up desks in an office, that may help workers to be a bit more mobile in the office environment. Getting kids to get out more at their breaks, maybe having a class where they might stand for a while or walk around for a while instead of sitting all day. Also things like walking groups, like bicycle paths, walking paths. There's a lot we can do if we put our minds together with a little bit of funding to try and encourage people to be more active.
Stephen Parnas is an emergency department doctor and the vice president of the Australian Medical Association. He agrees not enough is being done to tackle obesity.
And I say that because this is arguably the biggest single health problem that we're facing at the moment, because it affects almost every single man, woman and child in this country as well. It's about sharing information. It's about raising this as a priority for all Australians. And it's about appropriate directing of resources as well.
Dr. Parnas says the alternative is grim.
If these things continue in this current pattern, we run the serious risk of life expectancy getting shorter, rather than what's happened for over a century where things have improved dramatically.
The Federal Health Minister, Susan Lee, could not be reached for an interview.
Lucy Martin reporting.